Before you begin, make sure you have cleansed yourself and your ritual space using the traditional techniques. I start any circle work by entering a light meditative state, what I call ritual consciousness, before casting the circle. This allows greater awareness and access to magical ability. You can reach ritual consciousness by closing your eyes and counting from 12 to 1 on the screen of your mind. Then you can open your eyes as needed and perform the ritual. Start by taking a few deep breaths. Feel waves of relaxation through your body, starting at the crown and moving down through your fingers and toes. Call up the screen of your mind and see the number 12. See the number 12 on the screen of your mind. 12. 11. See the number 11 on the screen of your mind. 11. 10. See the number 10 on the screen of your mind. 10. 9. See the number 9 on the screen of your mind. 9. 8. See the number 8 on the screen of your mind. 8. 7. See the number 7 on the screen of your mind. 7. 6. See the number 6 on the screen of your mind. 6. 5. See the number 5 on the screen of your mind. 5. 4. See the number 4 on the screen of your mind. 4. 3. See the number 3 on the screen of your mind. 3. 2. See the number 2 on the screen of your mind. 2. And 1. See the number 1 on the screen of your mind. 1. You are now in ritual consciousness. We cast this circle to protect us from all forces that come to do us harm. We charge the circle to allow only the most perfect energies for this work and block out all other energies. We charge the circle to create a space beyond space, a time beyond time, a temple of perfect love and perfect trust, where the highest will is sovereign. So mote it be. To the north, we call upon the element of earth and the great stag. Hail and welcome. To the east, we call upon the element of fire and the proud lion. Hail and welcome. To the south, we call upon the element of air and the wise crow. Hail and welcome. To the west, we call upon the element of water and the loving dolphin. Hail and welcome. And to the center, we call upon the two who move as one in the love of the Great Spirit, the goddess and God, to aid us in this magic. We call upon our highest spirit guides and guardians to be present. Hail and welcome. We use this potion to protect us from all harm on any level. Blessed be. As the sword is to the grail, the blade is to the chalice. Truth is to love. We draw together the power of the goddess and God, and drink it in. In the name of the Goddess, God, and Great Spirit, we ask that all those in this circle receive the light and healing they need for the highest good, harming none. So mote it be. We thank and release the Goddess, God, and Great Spirit, any and all spirits who came in perfect love and perfect trust. Stay if you will, go if you must. Hail and farewell. To the north, we thank and release the element of earth and the great stag. Hail and farewell. To the west, we thank and release the element of water and the loving dolphin. Hail and farewell. To the south, we thank and release the element of air and the wise crow. Hail and farewell. To the east, we thank and release the element of fire and the proud lion. Hail and farewell. We cast this circle out into the cosmos as a sign of our magic. The circle is undone, but never broken. So mote it be. Blessed be. Ground yourself as needed, and if you desire, count up from 1 to 12.